Good afternoon. This is Valley Voices. I'm your host, Amy Haddon Marsh. Today's show features portions of interviews with incumbent Republican Garfield County Commissioner John Martin, who is running for his sixth term this November, and Democratic challenger John Acha, a contract consultant who's lived in western Garfield County for 17 years. I spoke with the candidates separately this week before the Glenwood Springs Forum Wednesday evening, October 12th, when the Garfield County Democrats threatened John Martin with an indictment if he did not resign. We start with John Martin. This is your sixth term and eighth election. Why are you running again?
Well, you know, I've been asked that question many a time. It's called institutional knowledge, a knowledge that needs to be passed on to those that are in office. And I have been in many organizations where that person with all the institutional knowledge up and retires. And guess what? It leaves the organization floundering, really. It does, because they have to feel their own way. And we have such a good, fine-tuned organization, in my eyes, of course, that I need to stay one more time to pass that information on, get out of the way, in the next 4 years, and allow them to grow and to continue to be good. It is not all about me, but what amounts to is it's a level of service that we have achieved. Again, we're in the top 2% of the nation.
Top 2% of the nation.
Of counties and how they're run, and their stability, the management, financial, et cetera. Place
to live.
According
to whom?
According to the National Association of Counties, and they represent a little over 3,200 counties in the nation. And we're proud of that, and I like to brag on us. And we came from nowhere. We were in the bottom tier, and that's been taking on 15, 16 years of progress. We need to continue that. The citizens deserve that. And if I can just give that little bit of knowledge that I still have to the new people, I'll really feel that I have accomplished many things and be proud of stepping aside.
What do you think are the two most pressing issues facing the county right now?
I think it's division. Division of ideas, division of philosophy, division of direction. The unity needs to be there. Common ground has kind of been passed by. We need to seek that common ground and pull the people together and then work on the different issues that we have as Garfield County and get rid of that division, that dislike for each other, that unwillingness to compromise or unwillingness to even be in the same room. We have to overcome that because it'll be the demise of our community. It really will.
Division among whom?
Citizens, elected officials, other governments, etc. It's everyone. We're in this together. It's not that one government or one person stands alone and is the banner everybody comes around. It's the common ground that we have to find.
Can you be specific about where you're seeing most of the division?
Sure. Everything from finance, from wages and benefits, from land use, transportation issues, housing issues, political rhetoric, generational issues, technology issues. All of those are crashing in, and we have to be able to go ahead and sort those out.
And the second most pressing issue?
It goes right along with it. It's called communications. To communicate in the right way so that you do achieve unity and not separation. And that's why we created, again, a communications department. Mm-hmm. We also are training all of our personnel in reference to how to communicate, how to work with difficult people, how to work with each other, how to improve yourself and do self-analysis. All of that is part of the function of Garfield County employees. Our philosophy is that the most important person for the county is the person that meets the public. That person needs to have all of the tools available, the training, to take care of that citizen who has an issue.
And so you're saying that the county could do a better job communicating with its constituents in the public?
Absolutely. Okay. There isn't a government that couldn't improve. There is not an organization that couldn't improve. We encourage people, if they have an issue and we communicated wrong, we need to talk about it. Who did you talk to? What was the issue? Talk to a different person so that we're not giving you the runaround. What we're trying to do is to be a better government and a better communicator to our citizens.
The county budget is about to be cut. What are your ideas for increasing the county budget due to shortfalls from a decrease in natural gas activity? In other words, diversification?
The budget is actually not getting cut. It will remain the same as it was last year. It's called a balanced budget. What we do is to balance, and we always have. Some people forget that we had good times. These are challenging times. The bad times will be in 18 and 19. What amounts to is we stayed within our budget of balancing and only spending what we really needed to spend, not on frivolities and not on all of the whiz-bang things that everybody wanted to buy, but we stayed on basic uses. Personnel, we also adjusted for wages, benefits, and health, and we always come in at a balanced budget, taking all surplus and putting into the different funds, and there are 19 funds, and then what we did was to keep a certain amount on hand, which was between 20 and 30 million on hand to run the county on a daily basis, invest $100 to $120 million into guaranteed government returns, and then we returned over $1 million. So far this year, it would be over $1 million. Last year was around $750,000 in interest alone, and we put that into reserve as well. We also adjusted capital. Capital are those projects that come from every elected official, road and bridge, airport, etc. What we did was say, we will not hurt our operating budget, but we will adjust our capital budget, all of the big projects that may be there. That's two different budgets. People forget there are two budgets, operational and capital. So we have lowered our capital to the point where we're only going to do maintenance and safety improvements. No big paving projects, no big bridge projects that weren't planned. Now remember that capital can only be used in capital projects. Road and bridge can only be used in road and bridge. So we adjusted our mill levy. Mill levy is the assessed against the assessed evaluation. It was 1.5 mils for road and bridge. It brought in somewhere between $5.5 and $6 million to the county and the municipalities. We zeroed that out because we can go ahead and do that as long as we stay within 13.5655 mils. We zeroed that out and used that 1.5 mils to go to general fund to then cover the costs of the increased insurance and retirement and all of the other items that we would need in general fund. General fund is the only one that is not encumbered, but people screamed and hollered and said, what about the municipalities? Because they get a proportionate share. You know, I think you saw legislation last year to freeze the mill levy. Unfortunately, that would be detrimental in this case as well. It's because we put $5.5 million into the road and bridge fund and not be able to use it in any other way. There's $31 million there, three times the budget of road and bridge. That's because we had planned to do other things with road and bridge, but we wish to bring that down and to maximize the use of the mill levies in general fund so that we can make the adjustment. And it's the lack of revenue that you're talking about based on ad valorem tax and the production of oil and gas. The overall reduction of assessed evaluation of the county went from $3.4 billion to $2.8 billion, which means that the mill levy is assessed against that. That's why you will see $16 to $17 million in less revenue. It gets complicated.
It's very complicated.
What amounts to is we only spend what we have in. That's all that goes out is what was put in there. We have another budget that we can adjust, and that's our savings account. Savings account takes care of the reduction in revenue. That's why we build up the revenue and save it. An old way of doing business, savings account, checking account. Savings account backs up your checking account.
So you're saying that the reserves that you have can help balance the budget next year because of less revenue?
Sure. We could talk about our liquidity and a bunch of other things about budgeting, but that would leave everybody in. What amounts to is we have nearly 2 years of budget in the bank.
Okay.
And what we have done is we only spend what comes in this year for our operating budget.
Okay.
Then we take a little savings to make sure that there are no shortfalls, that we don't cut programs, that we don't lay off people, and that we do not fall short of supplying the safety and welfare to our citizens. And we cut all of that other things called capital, which are bridges, roads, cars, equipment, and on through. We lower that down and say, we're going to have to make it last a little bit longer. A county commissioner's got to live and breathe that. He looks at the ceiling and says, how am I going to make it work? That's one of the things I have to have. It comes automatic. And you ask me a question, why I should stay? That's one of the examples, as I can just go through that for you and say, this is what the other commissioners need. They need to be able to think that way and understand that.
People have said, and I've read, that you are more in favor of sitting on the reserves, but that's not what I'm hearing.
I like to make sure that we have a reserve that we can count on, and it also helps in reference to your credit rating. It's just like your personal budget. Your checking account is real strong. People take your checks. You have a savings account that backs it up. But your signature authority on money you for a loan is the third part of your budget. And that happens to be a AAA rating and signature authority for bond issue without going to vote of the people, just on the fixed assets and dollars available. Garfield County can sign for at least $55 million on a AAA rating and get a very low interest rate. Now, if we went higher, then we would also have to show what assets we could also encumber. We do not encumber anything yet. We have no debt whatsoever. We have no long-term obligations. That's why we have a AAA rating. That's why we have the money in the bank, and that's why our signature authority is there. We wish to keep that. If we need to bring down our reserves, that's what they're for. But don't be frivolous.
When we're talking about natural gas, sort of the boom and bust cycle of oil and gas, environmental groups and regulations are considered threats to industry jobs. But what about when industry goes bust, or we're in a bust cycle, and subsequent budget cuts axe jobs in human services like the library?
Well, it's not a boom and bust. It's called economics. What amounts to some of the national policies of not exporting energy has caused the price to go down. You saw that in the program for Jordan Cove. The Japanese, one of the largest users, and that's the only thing that they use, is natural gas. Jordan Cove is an outlet for American natural gas, and we can sell that one at $10 to $12 a million cubic foot to Japan. They supply Japan and all of the other folks, islands, etc. Hawaiian islands only run on natural gas. We could supply Hawaii with that, and there's a large demand for it. And the commodity price coming out of Henry Hub is about $2 a million cubic feet. So why not invest into exportation and, again, energy around the world? And the answer is, it's called competition in the world. And the policies of the federal government of not exporting any U.S. energy.
So you're in favor of the Jordan Cove project?
I am. And the reason being, it's not to overwhelm the environment. It's actually to help the environment. You have to look at what's being used right now in the other areas that are calling for everything from Vietnam, Cambodia, Japan, Hawaiian Islands, the Virgin Islands, and the Caribbean, and on all through there. We want to go play there, and we want to invest there, but they need energy.
You're listening to Valley Voices and portions of interviews with Garfield County Commissioner candidates. You just heard from Republican incumbent John Martin. Now we turn to his Democratic challenger, John Acha, who has lived in western Garfield County with his family for 17 years. What made you decide to run as the Democratic challenger to John Martin this year?
Believe it or not, it started a week before the caucus. I was given a lesson to my Cub Scouts about the political process and how it works. And Josiah asked me, he said, well, what does it mean when nobody runs against somebody? And I said, well, that's not how it's supposed to work. That's communism, where you only have one candidate. I remember one time when I was a little kid, I was about 4, maybe 5 years old, and I was working on my grandpa's car with him in his garage. And my grandpa turns to me and he says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And wholeheartedly, my grandpa expected me to say, I want to be a mechanic. And I turned to my grandpa and I said, you know, grandpa, I get that question asked to me a lot. And I know it's important. And I I don't want to mess it up. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up. My grandpa, he turns me aside, he looked me dead in the eye, and he says, John, you know, you're going to do the same thing that every man does. You're going to spend the first part of your life, you're going to be chasing what makes you happy. And then you're going to be put in a situation where you're going to have to make a decision. And the challenge is going to be proposed to you where you're going to start doing what you were intended to do. And that's where I think I am in life. I think that I'm at that point where I truly feel that I was intended to do this. I know I could do a good job if I'm afforded the opportunity, and I want to prove it. I want to prove that I can do it, that I can provide for this community, as well as provide for my family in doing so. I want to be a part of I want to be a vested part of this community. I am a vested party. I helped build the hospital that brought my son into this world. I helped build the school that he goes to every day. I helped build the church that he's going to be married in. This is my community.
What are the two most pressing issues, do you think, facing Garfield County right now?
The first issue is the diversity in the county. This county is truly a reflection of what's going on a national level. We have a large population that's very diverse in opinions, mindsets, and so forth. And there's a common ground where everybody can meet in the middle, and we can all work off the same sheet of music for the benefit of the total community as a whole, from Battlement Mesa to Carbondale. I think that the needs of a lot of people are being ignored.
In what way?
I think that the needs and desires of certain sects are given a greater priority than other sects. I think that there are issues in this county that aren't receiving the attention that it deserves.
Such as?
Affordable housing. My entire campaign is set on the foundation of alleviating affordable housing.
How would you do that?
Well, up until 6 years ago when the county commissioner, the Board of County Commissioners all became Republican, there was a statute and an ordinance that required developers to provide a certain amount of affordable housing. But for some reason, the county commissioners have gone away from that. We need to instill that. We need to go back to that core value to provide affordable housing. That's the number one issue. Number two issue is we have land. The county has the ability to work with the real estate developers to bring in affordable housing, and the developers can still make a reasonable profit by providing for this need. But we need to sit down one-on-one across the table. We listen to them, what their needs are, what their desires are. And we need to look at the assets and basically what cards we're holding and how we can help. We can easily fix this affordable housing. Now, myself, having owned Action Estimating for the last 17 years, I know the ins and outs on how to design a house to be affordable, to be built affordably, to bring it to the market. For a while, I was a spec builder. I put my own money on the line to do that, and that's exactly what I did. I would build houses that were affordable to build, and I would provide them at the market at a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. And this can all be done through design, through the materials to be selected, through the subcontractors. I mean, construction management and a good acquisition plan can be developed so that we can provide this. Just recently, here a couple of months ago, I worked on the new houses at Burlingame, the four new ones. And I had put together a budget for a company in Elgibel that proved that affordable housing can be brought to Aspen within a mile of downtown Aspen.
So you're saying that as a Garfield County commissioner, you would want to work directly with the developers to take a look at what kind of plans they have, architectural plans, for the affordable housing.
Now, first and foremost, as a commissioner, the board and commissioners, their job, if you will, should be fortune tellers or what have you. It's their job to look ahead for the county. 5, 10, 15, 30, 50 years ahead and say, okay, this is what we see is coming down the pipeline. And these are the issues that that Garfield County needs to address. And this is our insight on how we're going to deal with it. And then they package that and hand it over to the county manager. And he, what he's going to do is he's going to take the broad picture and he's going to put the how-tos and the bolts, the nuts and bolts. And he's going to say, this is what Garfield County's assets are. This is what I have in my toolbox to bring this, to make your desire come true. And this is how we're going to do it. And he works with the commissioners to get that done. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need to do. We have, the county commissioner needs to remember his place in the machine and then turn it over to the county manager and not micromanage the county manager. The county manager is a professional. We have to instill the confidence and the authority, the expressed and implied authority into his position to bring a plan to us, and then together, the county, not just the county commissioners, not just the county attorney or the county manager, every citizen in this county, we will work collectively together to get these, to get this stuff done.
So if you're elected, what do you hope to accomplish?
I'm going to leave this county better than I found it.
In what ways? Can you list two ways?
We're going to end this affordable housing crisis that we're in. It may not be ended overnight, but we are going to cut into it, and the path will be laid where it will not be an issue. And, boy, there's so much I want to do, from bringing a VFW to the veterans to providing for whistleblower protection for county employees. But I would say the second priority that would jump on, and it's no easy task, but what we're going to do is we're going to economically diversify this county. We are going to bring in other sources of employment. We are not going to be so dependent on the hydrocarbon industry. That doesn't mean that we will not work with the petroleum industry. Mm-hmm. I am not foolish enough to think that we can survive without the petroleum industry. However, we will bring in other jobs.
Like what kind of jobs?
Some years ago, my company at one time was working with a larger company at looking into bringing in a truck stop into Parachute. It's a perfect location. There's not a major truck stop from Las Vegas to Denver. But at the time that they were looking at it, there was only one exit into Parachute. So from a traffic logistics, just from a logistics standpoint, it just didn't look appealing. But that's changed. What we need to do is we need to circle our wagons. We need to put together a plan for the future. What we do is we collectively come together and say, okay, these are the assets that we have available. This is the manpower, the land, or what have you. We need to get with a marketing company. We need to reach out to the professionals within our community and outside our community and say, okay, this is where we'd like to be. Put together what's called a performa package.
A performa?
This is a common package that a tool that's used in business, especially with anybody that's look at real estate development or something like that. And basically what you do is you put together a package and say, this is Garfield County. This is who we are. These are the statistics. These are the resources that you can tap into to better your company. And we're going to provide that with you, and we're going to work to provide for the county. And we need to bring in companies and reach out to those companies that and say, okay, move your operation to Garfield County, because we've got the people with the talent and the skill set that you're going to need to have in order to promote your company.
What sorts of companies are you thinking about?
At this point, if it provides a job in Garfield County and it takes care of the people in my county, I'll look at anything. We're not going to do anything that's going to step over the line or anything that we're going to adhere to the people and the values that this county holds true, and provide for the economic stability for this generation and for generations to come.
What is your stand on the Jordan Cove project?
If that's going to create jobs here in Garfield County, then I'm in favor of it. But I do wholeheartedly expect on the other end that they take the environmental issues and their personal economic issues and stuff that adhere to them. I hope that they take and make their decisions, but I'm not here to second guess them. My loyalty, my job, my responsibility lies in the people of Garfield County. So I will always do what's best for Garfield County. I will always tell the truth as I know it to the citizens of Garfield County, and I promise to always tell the citizens of Garfield County what they need to hear, not what they want to hear.
You've been listening to Valley Voices and portions of interviews with Garfield County Commissioner candidates, incumbent Republican John Martin and Democratic challenger John Acha. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh. Thanks for listening.